Good morning. It's 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I have special guests with me, Greg Reynolds. He's here to talk about the Reuse Center here in Sitka. Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Holly.
So, Reuse Center seems self-explanatory, but what sorts of materials are we trying to reuse?
Building materials is what we're concentrating on. We're trying to stay away from everything else that seems to come our way in terms of donations. Now, building materials, we don't take appliances. We do take leftover things. We do take a certain amount of tools. It's an amazing amount of things we do have out there that would be. We have a laundry sink somebody bought. It's in the box still. We have about a 4-foot diameter sauna tube somebody brought out there. But mostly it's doors, cabinets, countertops. We have toilets and tubs. A lot of interior doors, not very many exterior doors.
Well, Sitka's already programmed to reuse. I mean, we do really well with, like, Salvation Army and the Whitey. So we know about clothing and kitchen items.
It's in our DNA.
It's island life. But it's very difficult to acquire building materials and wood in general for building. So it's surprising that the Reuse Center hasn't come to fruition earlier.
Well, it's a lot of work. You know, it took us probably about 10 months to find a location. It's just hard to get something that's in our price range, which is free, you know, in terms of space. So that's a lot of work. And then getting, you know, shipping containers has been a lot of work. And it's just a lot of work. It's like running a store only with volunteers. Mm-hmm. So it's not something someone enters into easily.
It's not like, hey, let's put on a show.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of garage sales, but those are one-time events.
Exactly. And where is the Reuse Center located?
We're out Halibut Point Road, out not quite to the cove. We're across the street from the AML barge landing. 4620 is the address, but there's no numbers up, so... We're staying a little bit hidden, so people just don't come out at all hours and drop things off. We need to discriminate about what's donated so we don't have to spend our time hauling things to the dump.
Well, that's a good point to bring up. Like, don't sneak things onto the porch. And even though it sounds like it'd be difficult to sneak interior windows or doors, but you don't want to be a dumping center.
Right, yeah. Well, so far, and there's a few people. If people call and say, I have this, do you think you could use it? And we'll make a decision and they can drop it off. But for the most part, we'll get some things that we'll have to call people back and say, you know, this is, needs to go to the dump. So,
right. You might have a call to arms or something during spring cleanup, or like you need a volunteer who just does triage.
Well, everybody will.
Are some treasures that have shown up?
Oh, there's so many things. We've had some gorgeous wood doors. In fact, we have some out there now. They were new and never used in a house. A raised panel, pine, you know, pre-stained doors. There's some real pretty things. Mm-hmm. The usual collection of hollow core interior doors. We'll have some really nice cabinets. We sold a jacuzzi tub here recently, a cast iron jacuzzi tub.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I guess you also need to know, if you go to the Reuse Center, you need to come with a vehicle that can take these treasures away. You're not delivering or picking up materials?
We have picked up quite a few materials. Not everybody has a truck, so if you don't have a truck and aren't able to deliver it, then we can pick it up. So we just don't have enough volunteers and a regular plan to have a pickup routine. But call us if you've got something and you can't get it out there.
Okay. And so you were talking about the pine doors. If that was a brand new door, about how much would it cost?
Oh, goodness. They're like
a guesstimate.
Probably about $400 or $500.
And the Reuse Center would sell it for?
I forget what they're marked, probably $40 or $50 each.
Holy smokes, that's a considerable savings.
Mm-hmm.
And then that $40 goes towards?
That contributes to the operation of Sitka Community Development Corporation. This Reuse Center is an outreach mission of that organization, affordable housing. that's what it supports is affordable housing in this town. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other subject. I'd love to talk about what we're doing with that. But
it's only a 10-minute interview.
Yeah.
what's the dream of the reuse center? I mean, ultimately, other than just recycling goods, would it be a permanent fixture, open 7 days a week?
You know, I'm not sure that we're going to have to grow into whatever we grow into. Right now, we'd like to just provide a service, providing low-cost building materials. That'll help us in our grant writing when we say that we're doing something. Mm-hmm. It's going to provide a certain measure of support. It's pretty critical right now because it's our only source of income for the organization. So, as far as a permit, we'd have to see some major income before we could ever say permanent building. Now, if somebody walked up and said, I want to donate some property, we certainly would use it.
So you're looking for volunteers, property.
Well, not right now. We have we've had probably 2 or 3 years at our current location. We're out of town a ways. It would be nice to move into town. So if somebody wants to buy one of the old city shop sites and lots and let us move there, we could move into town. But
see, you never know until you ask.
That's right.
It's always good. And it's interesting. The Sitka Reuse Center has really used social media to get the word spread. So on Facebook, you can see pictures, you can see events that you've had.
Yeah, and we also post a selection of stock that we have out there. We'll put the pictures in, and so you can see what's out there. And if you see something you like, then you come tearing out there on Saturdays.
And what are your hours on Saturdays?
10 o'clock till 2. We put a sign out by the road, even though the driveway's not marked right now. We'll put a sign out by the road while we're open, so you can't miss it.
So that's fun. It's something a little exclusive. And you feel like you have enough stuff weekly that do you have regulars come and browse?
Yeah, we're developing a regular clientele. Most everybody that comes out there is, like, very pleased and surprised and say they'll be back. So, and it changes, you know, with the donated stock. We don't reorder. We just wait for something to show up. So some weeks you might not see much, and the next week you might.
And I guess, and this is an assumption on my part, that most people are trying to do home improvement projects in the spring and the summer due to weather. Though this year it's been difficult to paint or build. Do you feel like you will acquire enough stuff throughout the year, even in the wintertime?
Well, weather will be an issue in the wintertime. I'm not sure how we could operate with, you know, when it gets snowy. We mm-hmm. have to play that by ear. But we would like to be open year-round.
Well, I guess we will. I know I will look to Facebook to see updates on hours and materials. Well, good luck with this reuse center. And what's a way that people can contact you if they have things they want to donate or if they want to volunteer or if that generous donation of land and facility?
Well, they can call me on my cell phone. I publish this in the newspaper, 738-5518. Look for our PSAs, or you can go to our SCDC website, SitkaAffordableHousing.org. Get a hold of Mim McConnell, our executive director, all sorts of ways.
That's great. I'd like to thank my guest, Greg Reynolds, talking about the Reuse Center today. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Holly.